This is Morning Edition. Destructive flooding is sometimes called an act of God, but one Illinois man is serving time in prison for causing the Mississippi River to inundate a town in Missouri. We hear his story in this week's Criminal Podcast. Phoebe Judge hosts the show and joins me this morning. Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Who is Jimmy Scott?
Jimmy Scott grew up in Quincy, Illinois, right on the Mississippi River. And when he was little, he and his brothers got into a lot of trouble, and they ended up burning down an elementary school. This was kind of the first big event that started Jimmy's reputation as a troublemaker. But he says he never committed any violent crimes.
Small arsons here and there. I think dumpster fires, maybe a car fire, you know, petty theft, just petty. You know, if something happened in my neighborhood, the cops were the first one to call to our house. You know, they was the first one to show up. You know, where was you at? What was you doing?
Okay, tell me about how this flood comes into play.
In 1993, there were heavy storms across the Midwest. And Jimmy Scott said that he was working to help shore up the town's levees against the Mississippi River. The river levels were getting more and more high, and Jimmy says that he noticed there was a weak spot in the levee, and so he moved around a couple of sandbags, hoping to support it.
You heard the levee break. I mean, being on the Bayview Bridge, I seen, you know, sort of trees cracking, and it was loud. You know, we heard the rushing water from half a mile away, you know, quarter mile away.
So Jimmy was blamed for the levee breaking?
Authorities thought it was suspicious that Jimmy was at the levee when it failed. He also had this reputation about him. And investigators talked to some of his friends who told them that Jimmy had said that he wished the Missouri town below the levee would flood. Jimmy's wife worked on the other side of the river, and so if it flooded, she wouldn't be able to get home. He could go fishing. He could keep drinking and partying.
Right.
Jimmy was tried and convicted of a Missouri law which makes it a crime to intentionally cause a catastrophe.
The judge said in my sentencing, he said it's funny that it started out with fire and ended with water.
Did Jimmy admit to causing the flood?
No. There's actually a second trial of his case. He was convicted a second time, but he's never admitted that he did it. He's still serving time, and he's up for parole in 2023.
You know, there are probably things that I've done in my life, you know, leading up to the flood that I never got caught for, that I should be in prison for. But as for the West Quincy levee, no.
You can hear more about Jimmy Scott and the catastrophe on the Mississippi on this week's Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe Judge is the host. Thanks for talking with me, Phoebe.
Thank you.